A memo was leaked earlier this week that the Supreme Court of the United States will overturn Roe v. Wade in June. Liberals took to Facebook, TikTok, and Twitter immediately screaming the usual propaganda of back alley abortions and women dying on the table. They brought up rape and incest, which, of course, make up a minuscule amount of the overall body count. Ignoring the millions of unborn babies that have been and would continue to be slaughtered in their mother's wombs were Roe v. Wade not overturned. Liberal politicians such as Barack Obama wrote op-eds about women choosing what to do with their bodies. Some, such as Elizabeth Warren, had complete meltdowns. Let me break this down for you guys. If you have sex, someone might get pregnant. That's what sex is for, procreation. You don't have the right to have sex without the consequences. And once a pregnancy occurs, that is a living human being that has the right to live. It really is that simple. I'm not quite sure under what conditions the issue of Roe v. Wade was taken up by the court. And quite frankly, I don't care. All I care about is that it will be overturned, which means the matter will be for the states to decide. Whatever laws are on the books at the time will go into effect. And I believe that abortion will be illegal in 26 states and still legal in 24. So the fight's not over yet. But this is a huge win. But why is this happening now? I believe we are starting to see the fruits of the consecration of Russia by Pope Francis. Let me run down the timeline as I see it. Earlier this year, Exorcist Father Chad Ripperger said on the Grace Force podcast that in an exorcism session, Satan told him that Christ had just taken away his power over the church. This is a reference to the 75 to 100 years that Christ gave Satan, indicating that that time was up. A few months later, Pope Francis consecrates Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, something that just couldn't seem to get done for about 100 years. Mary promised that when the consecration happens, Russia will be converted and the world will be granted an air of peace. Then Elon Musk buys Twitter, breaking big tech censorship. This is not insignificant. I believe the ripple effect of this could be enormous. And given the reaction of the liberal elites, so do they. And now the Supreme Court is set to finally overturn Roe v. Wade. This is huge. I believe we are seeing the beginnings of the triumph of the Immaculate Heart. It's just going to continue and get better. And I believe it is because of the consecration of Russia by Pope Francis, which further convinces me that it fulfilled heaven's request, and the consecration of Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary has finally been accomplished. Now, Satan is not going to go away quietly. The liberal elites are going to fight tooth and nail to keep their power. They're going to lose, but they're going to go down swinging. So we need to keep rattling the beads. The liberals are trying to bully the Supreme Court into not overturning Roe v. Wade. So we need to keep wielding our weapon, the rosary, and pray that the Supreme Court will, in fact, overturn Roe v. Wade this June. Until my next video, God bless.